Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 9th day of October, Anno Domini 2021, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worster.
And at 9 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. But before we get to the news, two important items. First, the lovely and talented Dennis Worster has joined us yet again.
I'm lovelier than last week.
Lovelier and more talented.
Yeah, just by a week.
Yes. By a week.
I've been busy.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
There's a lot to learn.
There's a lot to learn. Steve Ray still one step ahead of law somewhere in the Southwest. But Dennis has taken time out from his globe-trotting good works to come in here and join us.
And amuse you all.
And amuse us all. That's why he's here. Just to amuse us. And the second thing, of course, is that we are in the middle of our fall pledge drive. Yes, that's exactly right. As most of you know, we only come to you twice a year to talk about how to keep this show and this station on the air. Now, many of you...
Now, we give to them every week.
We give to them every single week. And all we ask is twice a year.
That's a pretty good return.
That's a dang good return.
Yep.
And the way you keep this station on the air is to become a member. And it's ridiculously easy to do. It takes just a couple of minutes, and you'll feel good about yourself. I know, look, we all know that pledge drives are annoying. We all know this.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's true.
But you have two ways you can look at a pledge drive. If you haven't pledged, you can be annoyed that we're pledging. If you have pledged, you can feel smug that we're pledged.
That's right.
Yep, because you're already a member and you know the benefits of being a member and supporting us so that we continue to keep coming to you each week, week after week. And we're still getting paid how much?
Exactly the same we were last year at this time, zero.
And 30 years ago.
That's right.
That's right.
Nothing from nothing is still...
Pretty much nothing as near as I can remember.
And, you know, so if we can give up our time every Saturday, folks, and you think about it, you folks are just wandering around, driving around, you know, doing your day-to-day business.
Right.
We stop doing what we might be doing with our families or anything else and literally cut out a good chunk on a Saturday.
Middle of the day.
Yeah, in the middle of the day. I'm usually leaving the house. I don't know about you, Nick, but usually I'm leaving the house by 11, which means I got to, you know, get ready and everything else. So I'm leaving the house at 11. By the time I get back home from wrapping things up and leaving here, I don't get home till 2:30, quarter to 3.
Right.
So there's a good chunk of the day that I've taken out because I know how much this program is important to you folks. That we come here every Saturday to provide the information. And we only ask you twice a year to please open up your pocketbooks. It doesn't have to be a lot. We've got so many different options that, you know, you can pledge. It's ridiculous.
And every dollar counts.
Yes, exactly. And we're not asking for a lot. So please pick up the phones. And Mike Oden there is on the phone. So he's just patiently waiting for you guys to pick up, make the pledges. And again, like always, we're out to, you know, beat the polka guys.
Right.
They did really well this week.
Yeah, they did darn good out of the gate. And we need our members to step up and do the same for us.
And it's easy to do. All you have to do is make the call. The phone number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or the best way to do this is to pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, How does that work? Well, it's easy. You go to Jazz 90.1, hit the big blue donate now button.
Okay.
And then fill out the form.
Ah.
It takes, again, just a couple of minutes. It's completely secure. You don't even need to talk to an actual human being. I know this last year and a half, you've gotten out of the habit of talking to actual human beings.
That's right.
We're not gonna shock you by making you talk to one, although Michael is a lovely human being.
That's right. You should tell him your favorite joke.
You should tell him your favorite joke if you call. But if you're not going to call, it's an easy way. Excuse me. It's an easy way to do this. All you have to do is go online and make the pledge. Now, look, you can pledge at any level. There is no amount you can give that's too small. There are levels at which you can get
rewards.
Not called prizes.
No. Membership incentives.
Incentives and things. So you can pledge. You can get tote bags and mugs and mouse pads and all kinds of things.
Cool.
But whatever level you want to give will be good. And let me talk for a moment to the people who download this podcast during the week. There are many, many hundreds of you who do that.
Yeah, and we thank you.
And we thank you. We're glad to provide this service for you. But we would love it if you would pledge. If you folks would pledge, this drive would end early.
That's right.
All want that. So everybody call. Everybody make the pledge. 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Or better, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I'll read the news now and we'll get on with things. Later on, we'll talk about Jazz-O-Matic. But
okay.
Right now, we'll do this.
Here comes the news.
Here comes the news. You may not have noticed, but the whole internet went down on Monday.
All of it?
Well, actually, it was just Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp.
So just most of it.
Most of it. But from the hullabaloo, you thought we were back to beating on hollow logs with sticks and reduced to actually talking to each other. Real-time website tracker Down Detector received over 14 million reports from users. What happened? Well, the answer to that takes us deep into the weeds of the internet. You all know about IP addresses. That's the series of numbers that's actually where you're going when you type in a URL. So when you type in jazz901.org, it actually takes you to a something number.
Right. Yeah. Think of it like a phone book.
Right. What you may not know is the Border Gateway Protocol, or BGP, that actually gets you there.
The notorious BGP.
The notorious BGP. It defines the routes between the routers at the edge of the internet so the packets know where to go next. To put it so simply that network engineers will weep into their coffee. If you think of the IP address as the address of your house, the BGP is the map showing the roads you take to get there.
That's right. Yeah, when you come to a crossroads and there's a little arrow that says this town is that way, that's
the BGP.
That's BGP.
Facebook's engineers were updating the BGP to show the latest routes to their servers, but somebody fumble-fingered the code. Next thing you know, basically Facebook told BGP they didn't have any servers on the internet.
Right.
So when someone wanted to go to Facebook or use Instagram or WhatsApp, the internet threw up its collective hands and moved on. It was so bad that, and this is my favorite part,
people. How bad was it?
It was so bad, there was a dog stuck to a fire hydrant. I'll tell you that joke later. And this is my favorite part. People couldn't even get into the building to fix it because their electronic badges were controlled by the very servers that were no longer on the internet. It took about 6 hours to fix the problem, during which time it's estimated that Facebook lost over $60 million U.S. dollars.
Nice.
Of course, conspiracy theories immediately sprang up that this was an attempt to divert attention away from the congressional hearings about Frances Haugen, the Facebook whistleblower.
Right.
If that were true, it certainly didn't work. Also, there is no indication at this time that any user data were compromised. And another reason to think it didn't have anything to do with Frances Haugen is that it happened again this morning.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, a couple hours.
I didn't follow.
For a couple hours. Oh, yeah. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp went down. Your choices are, I didn't notice, I was utterly devastated, it's a conspiracy. Face what now? and other. So far, we have 26 votes in the poll. I didn't notice is the overwhelming favorite. It tells you something about our audience.
Yes. Well, it's all Twitter could talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there was nothing.
Because there was nowhere else to go.
Nowhere else to go.
And look, if you have more to say about this, and I suspect some of you at least will, head on over to our website at soundbites.org. That's Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you. And scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff. You'll see the forum. Second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the number one item under poll discussion is 9 October 21. Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp went down. And, of course, you can give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
That's right. Now, how many calls do we need to beat the polka guys today?
We need a lot. We need a lot of calls to beat the polka guys. They did extremely well today. So we need you to make that call and make that pledge. I know you can do this. I know you can.
And the thing is, Mike would be so nice to you when you call. You'd be amazed how pleasant and nice and smiley and friendly he can be. And he's just waiting for you to give him a call.
He is. So don't disappoint poor Michael.
And like I said, he wants to hear your favorite joke.
He wants to hear your favorite joke. So give him a call at 585-966-JAZZ or 1-800-790-0415. Those of you listening, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you listening to the podcast, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And if you're calling, tell Michael your favorite joke after you make your pledge.
Just an FYI, Steve said that he does have the YouTube and Facebook stream running.
Oh, very nice.
And he'll have that monitoring.
I'm assuming that's just audio.
We'll let him tell us.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent.
I don't think how...
I'm going to have to do my hair.
Sure. Or just buzz it.
That's right.
Yeah.
On the air haircuts. That's great radio.
That's great radio. All right.
I noticed, though, that Facebook outage.
Yeah.
For about, I think it was about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting there trying to go to the website, and all my other websites were up and coming. And I went over to Facebook for a minute to look at something. It's not working. I go, okay, forget about that. Yeah. And then later on, I find out, it was down for the sky's falling. And it's like, no biggie.
Yeah. Yeah. For many people, however, the reality is that there are lots of people around the world for whom Facebook is the only way they get real information. And we all know there's a lot of, let's just call it nonsense on Facebook. But yeah. For many people in many countries, it's the only way they make contact with family outside of that country. And there's a lot of marked safe from stuff that's real as opposed to, marked safe from Facebook going down or whatever.
Right. Well, and WhatsApp is used tremendously, especially in South America and other countries. I mean, it is their long distance provider for telephone and the way to do international calling. So that being down was a much, much bigger deal for the rest of the planet. It's not as big in the U.S., but for everyone else, it was a profound difference for that period of time.
And to talk about Facebook for a moment, apparently we are live on the Facebook page.
We are.
Of Jazz 90.1.
Okay.
Streaming live on that page. Video. Ooh. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
I can't get there. We're blocked here from getting to Facebook. But
so we couldn't even tell if it was down if we were here.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. But in the meantime, while you give us a call to make your pledge.
Wait a minute. Is that just for you guys?
No, there's one behind you. So be polite.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can get away with it.
You can for now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that turns. I think it does, but it's pointing at me right now.
Uh-oh.
While you make a call and make the pledge, we'll talk to Brian, patiently waiting in Gates, New York. Hi, Brian. What's up?
Hi, guys. You're a wonderful show.
Thanks.
And tell Mike that I'm already a member.
All right.
Three things. I'm going to run to the Southwest this week, searching for what's his name.
For Steve Ray, exactly.
Steve, right. And tonight I get on a train to take me to Chicago and then out across the Rockies and down the West Coast and then around back by Albuquerque to Rochester, all on rail.
Cool.
That sounds really nice. Yeah. I was thinking about that this week.
The problem is, because I do like to listen to the show and other things, that Amtrak is notoriously limited in its Wi-Fi availability because you're, especially out west, you're away from the main roads and the telephones that have the repeaters on them.
Right.
So my question is, if my phone at that spot has, say, 3-4 bars, will my Alexa work?
It should. If you've got bars, it should work. The other thing you can do is download to your phone a podcast app.
Yeah.
And then when you're somewhere where you can connect, you can download our podcast.
Like at the train station that makes a stop.
Right. Listen to it from your phone directly, assuming you've got the storage left on your phone and blah,
but,
blah, blah.
But podcasts are pretty small. Yeah.
Podcasts are small. So those are the two ways you can listen to that.
Okay. That's a good thing. Next one. I'm taking a laptop and a tablet.
Okay.
Okay. What kind of security should I make sure is on them while I'm floating around in God only knows where's security stuff?
Well, if you're taking a Chromebook, are you?
Yes.
Then you're fine.
Yeah, that's safe.
You're fine. If you're taking an Android tablet, you can put any one of a half a dozen antivirus programs. Lookout is very good. AVG is very good on there, and that will protect you that way. The other thing is any place you hook up to, make sure when you use your browser, it's a secure connection. And don't download stuff while you're out there, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't do that.
Right.
The secure setting is the HTTPS, right?
Correct.
Right, or you'll see the little lock. Locked. Will be locked.
Right.
Okay. And then the last one is hotspots. What else? I think my phone is set up for hotspots.
Okay.
How do I know?
You turn it on. If your phone does hotspots, you'll be able to go into settings and then do a search for hotspot.
Right. Or on your other devices, you can go look for Wi-Fi networks and see if there's one that seems obvious that it would be your phone.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then basically it's under network and internet, hotspot, and tethering. But once you find it, you can turn it on. And what it'll do is it'll ask you, you can then decide to share through USB or Bluetooth or Ethernet. And and once you do that, assuming you're allowed to through your network, you can then you'll get a password that you want to use, and then that'll make your connection for you.
Okay. And that comes through data, right?
Right. That takes up your data. So if you have unlimited, you're good. If you don't, you better be careful.
Yeah, I would use the train stations like little islands of Wi-Fi. Little oases that you grab your data from or pull down all the podcasts that you want, and then you can play them peacefully while you watch the scenery slide by.
Slide by, yes, in the dark of the night.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, the one thing I'm hoping is dark enough, and when we get up into the mountains, that there should be an aurora borealis.
Ooh.
Right.
Maybe get a shot of it, even through the train window, if you do it right.
Nice. Good luck.
Yeah, post them online and then tell us about it.
Okay.
Well, that was one thing, though. I did do a train trip from here to Boston.
Okay.
And when we came back, we wound up getting a sleeper berth.
Okay.
And that was the most enjoyable evening sleep.
Yeah.
Because the train just rocks from side to side. And with your berth, you just doze off. And all of a sudden, we were hearing, that we were coming into Syracuse. And it was like, whoa.
Oh,
that time went fast.
That's right.
Yeah, it's cool. Enjoy the trip, though.
I've got a sleeper from here to Sacramento, coach from Sacramento to L.A., and then a sleeper from L.A. all the way back to through Chicago again.
Nice.
Limited back. So, yeah, I figured it was worth the extra bucks for the, what you're exactly what you're saying, Dave.
Definitely.
I'll tell you what.
That's a total
I'm insanely jealous.
Yeah, it sounds pretty great.
Yeah,
well,
no.
At least half of that comment is right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Brian. Have fun. Have a great trip. Call me when you get back.
I will. Talk to you later.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Dennis Worster, me, Nick Francesco, Michael Oden on the phones, and you. It is 29 minutes after the hour. You're pledging at Jazz 90.1. We are Soundbites. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. Make your pledge while you can. We'll be right back.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worster.
And at 34 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and you are making your phone calls to pledge.
It's
at
true.
585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. That is exactly right.
I can hear the phones ringing in the other room.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good for you. Yeah. I can't. But that's okay.
It's true. They're ringing.
They're ringing. We really...
So many nice people.
There are many nice people, and we are honored and delighted with those of you who have become members. And we're just a little confused as to why you other folks have not become members. And we would very much like it if you would...
There's plenty of room.
...become a member. It's easy enough to do. Exactly. We have room for you.
Absolutely.
Come join us.
We would love it.
We would love it. You would love it. Let's be honest. We need you to become a member. It's very easy to do. Make the phone call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or even better, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. One of the things you can do is to become a member. You can...
Mm-hmm.
Join as a Jazz-O-Matic member.
Ooh, what's that?
I get choked up every time I think about
it. Yes, he does.
He loves it so much, everyone.
I love it so much. Here's the deal. When you become a Jazz-O-Matic member, you head out to our website and you sign up as a Jazz-O-Matic member.
Okay.
And then what happens is we take... A minimum, you decide what the amount is, a minimum of $10 a month. We take that out of your account every month, with your permission, of course, for as long as you want. And then you are a member. You don't have to think about it again. It's a little bite every month instead of a big bite all at once.
That's
we get a decent amount of money.
Way to spread it out.
And the best part is we know that these are perilous economic times. So you can quit at any time.
Ah.
There is no, you know, minimum number. We ask you, do you want to do the, you know, you pick the number of months you want to do it. So let's say you say a year, but 3 months from now, your circumstances change. You quit. You just stop.
That's right.
And
you're not obligated.
We'll let it stop.
It's
so
a donation.
That's fine.
Yeah. That's right. Well, that's good because that gives people more options to do something that works for them. And like you said, if things change, that's okay. We respect that, and we understand. And we know you'll be back when you can be.
We'll know you'll be back. So become a Jazz-O-Matic member. It's easy to do.
The other thing is, if you think about it like this, if you're a very Democratic person and you're very interested in competition, and if you really like computers more than you like polka,
right?
You should definitely vote with your call. So that we can show the polka guys, I'm sorry, polka's wonderful, but more people like computers than polka.
That's exactly right. And the reality is that it is a vote. In many ways, it is a vote.
Mm-hmm.
When you make that call and make that pledge, what you're saying to the station is, we like this show, and we would like you to keep this show on the air. Look, this station, as much as Rob has done great things for us.
And he does.
And he does. And he has. And he continues to do so. The reality is that he's running a radio station. And that radio station has to stay on the air. And the way it stays on the air is with dollars. And the way he knows what shows to keep on the air is which shows bring in the dollars.
Sure.
So we would love to have you make that call and make that pledge. We're here for you every week. We'd like you to be here for us right now. Make the call. Make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, pledge securely online at jazz901.org, particularly those hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you listening to the podcast during the week. Believe me, I know that there, I see the number of times it gets downloaded, and I know there are a lot of you, a lot of you. And if every one of you pledged, this drive would be over.
That's right. We'd love for it to be over. Wouldn't that be great if we had reached the goal and we could just go back to all just the standard programming?
You have no idea.
That'd be fantastic.
And
it's possible.
Go ahead.
But I remember when, and it was that far, just a few years ago when the Jazz Fest was still going on, when we could. And hopefully by next year we'll be able to get back to it.
Take over Gibbs Street.
Get back to it.
Yep.
Because so many folks would come down and tell, throw a buck in the tip jar.
Sure.
And tell us how much they enjoyed it. And we kept for years saying, if everybody that went to the Jazz Fest just would donate $1.
Yep.
We wouldn't have to have pledge drives.
That's exactly right.
Because there are literally hundreds of thousands of folks during those 10 days come through the Jazz Fest and enjoy all that music.
And
we're there to tell you about it.
That's true.
And to also, Rob goes the extra mile and hands out tickets.
Yeah.
Amazing.
On different shows.
And let's remember that there is no amount too small. We've had people who apologize for only, paying a small, donating a small amount. Never apologize for the amount you donated. It's perfectly fine. We're more than happy. Obviously, we have levels, and we completely love it if somebody would pledge at the $1,000 level. But
every
dollar counts. So any pledge at any amount is a very, very good thing. And while you make that call and make that pledge, we'll talk to Patrick, who's patiently, I hope, waiting in Batavia, New York. Hiya, Patrick. What's up?
Well, guys, first of all, let me point out that I am a member.
Yay!
It's renewed recently. I do it online because I don't like to talk to people.
No, understood.
We get it.
I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, and by the way, I was so motivated by your talk earlier that I tried to pledge $1 million. My credit card didn't cover it, so I had to drop it down to a more reasonable level.
Understood, but thank you for the thought.
You know what? I would have the same problem.
Yeah. Well, here I thought you guys were all millionaires.
Yeah. But yeah.
Who's spreading that?
In our dreams.
There we go. That's the best place to start. I did have a little extra money, so I'm going to get those member cards.
Oh, yeah.
They advertise. So
that's right.
Yeah. Just to see how that works.
Yeah.
They're the best. They are amazing. I will tell you what. You get that member card, and I'm just going to talk about this for a minute because you brought it up. This is your fault. What the
you
member
got
card
started,
is
everybody.
It, with your membership gift of $90 or more,
okay,
you get a member card, and you get for an entire year you get things like 2-for-1 savings at over 230 local restaurants and attractions and merchants, lodging and all kinds of places, all kinds of stuff you get from breweries and wineries, arts, and various attractions in town. Restaurants, lodging, online shopping places,
and if
home
you're not,
and garden.
If you're not comfortable going out to a restaurant, would that work for pickup orders too, you think?
I believe it would, although I don't know that specifically.
That's a good question. All right, we'll find out.
But there's travel and things, just all kinds of stuff.
So I wouldn't doubt it that it would be, given you're still patronizing that restaurant. So
Yeah, probably.
A sale is a sale.
That's right. So what's up, Patrick?
Well, so I just to summarize, I tell him, well, Dave said I can do this. And,
that's how it works.
That's right.
And you'll say,
say, Dave who?
Dial tone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave's not here.
Yeah, Dave's not here, man.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
This question will pay. The answer to this question will make my membership payment worthwhile.
But no pressure for us.
I have a Google Pixel 3a, like I think you do, Nick.
Yep.
You did it one time. When I get text messages from people, and most especially from my wife, I never hear anything. I don't get any notification of that. And I do build up a lot of ill will because she texted me and I didn't. Is that something that should be happening? Because I know when she's in the room, I told her before, she has the voice assistant stuff with her iPhone. And it'll beep, it'll say you have a message from, and it'll tell us who it's from and all that. But mine is just totally silent.
The app that I use, because I've got the 3A also, is I use a different app than just the one that comes with Google for messaging. And matter of fact, you can add different sound effects, because I got one. A lot of folks don't care for it. It goes, woo, text message.
A lot of folks don't care for it because you can't turn it off during the show.
Darn right.
One of the things that you can do is in the standard app notification system, you can set. Do you get any notifications from any message?
A light, usually a light will go on the upper.
Well, in terms of audio, do you get a notification from anybody?
Okay, I made it sound like it was my wife. No, I get no notification. What I have to do when I'm sending messages is I actually have to have that. It's called conversations, I think.
Okay,
I have to have that on. And then, of course, move it up and down because it'll go off if nothing's happening, and watch for it to happen. And the only reason I do that is sometimes someone sent me a message and I eventually see it and I respond and hope that they don't take as long to respond as I did. But I never hear anything or see anything.
All right. So in your messaging app.
All right.
If you go to.
Nick is holding up his phone and carefully looking at the menus here.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine just says messages on it.
Yes, and it's blue.
Let me go back again and see.
The icon is blue.
Okay.
Mine's actually red.
So you're using Messages Plus.
Oh,
could be. I don't know. You know why I do it? Because red stands out more than blue.
Okay.
Right. So Message Plus, I'm not using that. But in the app, you should be able to go into Settings and Notifications. And you should be able to then turn on or off notifications in general.
So is that a system-wide setting or just for that app, Nick?
We're not done yet. For the app.
Okay.
Okay, I've found settings and notifications.
Not phone settings.
And
notifications.
Okay, good. In your app, make sure they're turned on.
Oh, it says notifications are disabled.
Okay.
There you go.
From device settings.
And you said that was only part of it, Nick?
Well, that's just it. It tells them it was disabled in device settings. So now you have to go to the settings for the phone itself.
All right, so we're halfway there.
We're halfway there.
Okay.
So in settings, on my Pixel 3a, it's called apps and notifications.
Okay, let's see. Apps and notifications, okay.
Okay, and you'll see a list of the things that have notifications available to them and whether they're on or off.
Oh, I should click on notifications then.
Yes, you should.
Okay, and then just look for notifications. Okay, I won't take up a lot of time because I'm sure, but I think I'm close to it now. And if I get confused, I'll just go back, like I always tell you, go back and listen to the
podcast.
Under notifications, let me just go through this.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Under notifications, you'll see a little picture at the top, notification history, bubbles. And then down below, it should say recently sent.
Right, I see that.
And you should see some things. You may not see your messaging app there, but down at the bottom it says see all from last 7 days.
See all from last 7 days, okay.
And then you go through that list and find the one for your messaging app, and if it's turned off, turn it on.
Okay.
Okay, I don't see it yet, but anyway, you've gotten me in the right direction.
Wait, there's one more place.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Back to your main screen.
Okay.
And then press the one of the two volume buttons, and that little thing pops out from the right. And at the bottom of that is a little gray...
Speaker?
No.
Show me.
That little thing right there, what do they call that?
The option sliders.
Yeah, the sliders. Thank you. And you'll have one for media volume and call volume and ring and notification. And that needs to be. A number of others. So
make sure they're not off.
Make sure they're not off. And in addition, make sure the last thing to check is that Do Not Disturb is not on.
Wow.
Although you wouldn't hear phone calls either if Do Not Disturb.
Right, right. So it sounds like there are four different things to check.
Yeah, sometimes the phone calls don't come through either.
Hmm. Well, then check to see that Do Not Disturb is not.
Well, what I checked, and for some reason, the call or the volume was down to practically zero. And I just happened to notice the battery is down to just about zero, too, so I better just stop trying. I'll charge up my phone, and I'll go through all these ideas you had, and basically I'll hear it off the radio again.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you very much for all your time and patience and expertise.
Thanks, Pat.
And thank you for being a member.
Exactly.
Absolutely, and when I get more problems on Saturday, I will call you.
Okay.
Thanks, perfect.
Okay, take it easy, guys.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
So it sounds like there are four different things to check. You have to check the settings in the app itself. You have to check the main settings for the phone. You also have to check to make sure Do Not Disturb is on. And then there are different volume levels for the different types of notifications and sounds that the phone can make.
Right, exactly.
And any one of those can prevent you from hearing something that you're intending to hear.
Right. Normally, when you buy a phone, those are all on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all play with our phones.
Of course.
And then we forget what we did.
Right.
So, you need to at that point, when you're absolutely not getting anything or whatever, you need to check stuff.
And well, and you know what I always say, happy spouse, happy house. Right?
Exactly. So, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
So we'll make sure that the notifications come through. So when they be sure to tell you that dinner's ready, you don't end up being late for dinner.
Nobody, that's right.
That's not good for anyone.
That's right. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Colleen from Perry, New York. Hi, Colleen. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
Peachy so far.
That's good. I'm calling because I just bought a Raspberry Pi 400 kit. It's the one, the keyboard and the little monitor thing.
Oh, yeah.
And what I wanted to do is connect this device directly to the modem. I don't have a router.
Okay.
And I don't see any way to do that. It wants to connect to a Wi-Fi, but I can't do that without a router. Is there a way to do that?
You still use dial-up?
No. Hardwired.
Oh, hardwired to your router. There is not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't have a router. That's my problem. I just have the modem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, this connection is going to be in Dansville, not in Perry. It's at my mom's house.
Okay.
And all we have up there is a modem. There's no router. Is there a way that I can connect this thing to the modem directly without a router?
It depends. How do you connect? Does she have any device now?
Well, I've been using my laptop up there, but I don't want to, truck the laptop.
And how do you connect your laptop to her modem?
I just plug in the Ethernet cable.
There is an Ethernet port at the, if you're looking at the keyboard, it's on the far left.
Right.
But if you turn it around, it's on the far right of the Raspberry Pi 400.
So there's a jack in the Raspberry Pi that'll take that same connection,
right,
and make use of it.
Well, that's the thing. I have plugged that in there, and I've tried to connect it that way, but it doesn't want to do that. It wants to do it Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I don't know how to get around that.
Okay.
Let's go into the default.
So in Raspbian, do you have to...
In the Raspberry Pi, in the upper right, you'll see a couple of notification things.
Okay.
One of which is the little Wi-Fi symbol.
Okay.
If you click on that, and it's plugged in to Ethernet, you should get a choice to switch to Ethernet.
Okay.
And then obviously you give it a minute because it's got to whoop and whir internally somewhere before anything happens. But once you've done that, theoretically you should get a connection directly to Ethernet.
Now, you have to have the Ethernet cable plugged into it before you do that, right?
Yeah, because otherwise it's not going to know to even try.
Right,
right.
You okay. Sure her modem doesn't have wireless built into it?
I'm not really sure about that.
Because most modems
also have a Wi-Fi
Wi-Fi tuner. For wireless, because most homes now, everybody's using like tablets and everything else. So Wi-Fi is just something that's, you might want to double check either with her or the company that supplied the modem to see if there's wireless in there and maybe it's just not turned on.
Yeah, okay. It's Spectrum. That's who we have the connection
to. You might find that they have it. And in addition, if you pull down, again, that little blue Wi-Fi connector, you would see a list of all the available Wi-Fi routers, but you won't know which one is yours until you've called Spectrum and asked them.
Oh, okay. Because I have seen that, but I know other places in the air, other houses have.
Right.
And I don't want to accidentally try to contact one of theirs.
Right.
Well, that's very polite of you.
Yeah.
We like that.
I don't like to do that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I absolutely understand. But if you have Wi-Fi built into your router, and it is likely that you do,
okay,
a quick call to Spectrum will explain how to connect it.
Right.
And if you do not, then plugging it in and then turning your machine on should connect you.
Okay. Right. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help. I am a member. I usually renew it.
Yay!
Good luck with your drive. I hope you get lots of money.
Yeah, us too. Thank you, Colleen. We appreciate it.
And the most important thing, though, Colleen?
Yeah?
Let us know how you, what project you get into with the Raspberry Pi, and hope you have fun with it.
Yeah, I hope to set up like a surveillance system with
ooh,
it.
Nice.
To start out with.
There's a number of projects out there.
Yep.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, be sure and call us back and tell us how you're making out and what your progress looks like.
Thank you. I appreciate all your help. I'll do that.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. All those projects, especially setting up the Raspberry Pi, like I say, it's such an inexpensive hobby to get into and play around with that and if you mess it up, it's like, oh, no big deal.
No big deal.
Just erase the card and do it and start over.
Yeah, as we say, the only way you can really hurt it is to type with a hammer.
Yeah, that's about it. Or bring in a big boulder and drop it on the keyboard.
And let me remind everybody that this coming Wednesday night, I will be speaking at Apple Cider about the Raspberry Pi. And I have to remember to set Zoom up on my Raspberry Pi.
Now, are people going to need to drive somewhere to go see here?
Well, I know. It will be Zoomed.
That's right. So you can do it from the comfort of your own home.
Comfort of your own home. And Steve's going to post a link at some point to that on our website.
I'm sure.
Although you can certainly get to that
now,
link at applecider.org.
What are they charging to come and hear about this?
Well, it is free.
What?
It is absolutely 100% cost free.
My goodness.
All it takes is a little bit of time, and you can join in the discussion, and we'll be talking about the Raspberry Pi, some of the things you can do with it, and if I can get Zoom set up on my Raspberry Pi, which I just haven't done yet because I've forgotten all about it, I'll actually Zoom in on the Raspberry Pi.
Interesting.
I normally do Ask Nick Lounge on Wednesday nights, and last Wednesday I actually did it through the Raspberry Pi, but we don't use Zoom. We use Mastermind Lounge.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be playing with Zoom the next couple of days and make sure it's set up properly on the Raspberry Pi.
Cool.
And people can bring their own questions or concerns.
The idea.
And get answers straight from the source.
Straight from the source, from the source's mouth.
That's nice one.
From one end of the source to the other. And so we'll be doing that Wednesday night. The meeting starts, I think, at 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and then they have the business stuff, and then the actual meeting part will start. I'd love to see you there. I'd love to see at least know everybody's there. You won't be on camera.
Won't physically be there, but yeah. Because
it'll be fun.
That the other thing that folks may not realize, the other thing that this leads into is, you know, with the you've heard us talking on how the Raspberry Pi, you can do all these different projects and everything else. Well, that gets folks into also another project called Arduino.
Sure.
And Arduino is just, again, another small project that with your Raspberry Pi, you can connect and have it do like hooking up surveillance cameras and having it do run servo motors and do this, open a garage door or whatever. And again, it's another phase of it that don't be surprised that you get wound up into this and not for much money.
Right.
That's true.
Or with somebody like Colleen, who's getting a Raspberry Pi 400 for her mother as her computer.
Mm-hmm. And it will work just fine for them.
Exactly right. So join us on Wednesday night, and we'll talk about the Raspberry Pi and all the things you can do with it. We'll talk about the 3s and the 4s and the 400s, and it'll be kind of fun. In the meantime, we're going to take a slightly longer break. What a perfect time to call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 to make your pledge, or even better, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, the great Dennis Worcester, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. You continue to listen to the longest-running computer show in the known universe on the truly great and truly grateful to you that you will continue to support us. Member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Computer talk you can understand. More sound bites is next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on member supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worcester.
And in 5 minutes after the hour, you're hurtling headlong into the second hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's right. It's Soundbites. Right here on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Yep.
Yes, we are in the midst of a pledge drive. Every year, twice a year, we come to you to frankly help keep this station on the air. That's right. What it comes right down to. You probably don't know this because it's not true of many other public radio stations, but we do not get any money from anybody else. We do not get federal dollars. We do not get state dollars. We do not get county dollars. We do not get school dollars.
Never have, never will.
When we say we're member supported, we ain't kidding. It's you people who keep this station on the air. The entire
and that's it.
Life of our station is in your hands. And the only way we stay on the air is from the generous donation of our listeners. And as we said in the first hour, it's a vote.
That's right.
You vote for the shows you like to hear on this station, and keeping us on the air is a vote-based thing. So make the call, make the pledge. Any amount of money will do. We do not, you know. Yes, we have levels of pledging levels, and we have thank you gifts at some of the levels, and all of that. But if you want to pledge any amount at all, we will be humbled to take that pledge. So make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free, and I'm talking to you, all you people who listen to the podcast, 1-800 7900415. And for all of you, you can also pledge 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online securely at jazz901.org. Click that donate now button and bang, you're in.
Yep.
And there, like we said, there are levels, and at the $90 and 10 cent level or above, you can get the member card, which gives you 2-for-1 in. Oh, and by the way, if you're one of the people who listens to our podcast later, one of the people who listens later in the week, you can get a member card for your area.
That's right.
It isn't mm-hmm. It isn't necessarily just a Rochester, New York thing. It is everywhere. So you can get a member card for your area. We send you ours, and then you call the number on the back, and they send you the one for your local area.
Amazing. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They work everywhere. Yeah.
Huh, yeah.
In fact, when my daughter used to live in Arizona.
Okay.
I sent her one of our cards every year. She called up and got a card for her area, and I don't think she was home two nights in a row. But that's the idea. You know, it's a lot of 2-for-1s, you know, buy one, get one, BOGO, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
In arts and attraction and dining and inns and B&Bs and everything. It's amazing. Ridiculous. It's a huge list of things, and they're changing all.
So you could almost send that to someone as a gift and then help them.
No, almost about it,
you
Mr.
Could.
Worcester.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be more direct.
Plus, if folks are here,
makes
you know,
a great gift.
We have a lot of folks here in Rochester that are also snowboard.
Snowbirds, yeah.
Excuse me, snowbirds. And, you know, they can have a card for here and then go down to Florida or wherever they go and get a card for down that area.
Get a card for there.
So year round, they're taking full advantage of this card.
You get your $90 back pretty fast, I think.
Pretty dang fast. Just especially, a couple of visits out.
Yeah.
You're in the
food
black.
Prices and everything else going up, you know, it helps you save that much more.
Right.
That's exactly right. So, listen, make the call, make the pledge. And for those of you who are unable to make large donations immediately,
right.
You can become a Jazz-O-Matic member.
That's okay.
For as little as $10 a month, we will automatically take money out of your credit
account.
Yep. with your provision.
Yes.
At any amount from $10 and up every month. And you look, the way Jazz-O-Matic works is, you say, let's say I want to give you $10 a month for a year.
Okay.
It's $120. You get the $120 gift.
It's a scheduled thing. And you get the gift up front, right? You're not waiting for all of those payments to happen.
And here's the better thing about it. We understand that these are parlous economic times. We do. And so if down the road your circumstances change, you just tell us and we will stop taking the money.
That's true.
It's that simple. Mm-hmm. We will stop taking the money. There's no question. There's no, oh, but sir, there's no hard upsell. There's none of that stuff.
Nope. We know you're classy.
You say no, it's no. No means no.
That's right. We know you're classy and we'll be classy too.
Exactly right. So make that call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free at 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Look, the reality is we did not do well in our first hour. We are nowhere near the polka guys, and that's a little disappointing. But I'm trusting you people to make that call and make that pledge. In the meantime,
you could make a call for computers, or you could make a call against polka if you feel that strongly about it.
That's exactly
Either
right.
one is fine with us.
That's right. We aren't going to be upset about that.
No.
So make the call. Tell Mike. Michael Oden is waiting to take your call. Tell Michael your favorite joke.
That's right.
And make that pledge. In the meantime, I will read our next news item.
Okay.
On Monday, Microsoft began releasing Windows 11.
Dum, dum, dum.
Exactly. Personal computers running Windows 10 that meet Microsoft's stricter than usual hardware requirements. Okay. were immediately eligible for the free Windows 11 download. New devices with Windows 11 factory installed also went on sale. Enterprises can use the same tools to manage upgrades to Windows 11 that they currently rely on to service Windows 10,
okay.
including Intune and Configuration Manager, tools from the Microsoft Endpoint Suite, Windows Server Update Services, or WSUS, and Windows Update for Business, or WUFB.
Mm-hmm. I used to listen to that.
All the hits, all the time.
That's right.
Windows 11... Also was released to the bevy of second-tier sources, including Visual Studio subscriptions, the Software Download Center, the Volume License Service Center. Managed machines will, of course, continue to run Windows 10 for as long as the organization's IT personnel want.
Yep.
Windows, yeah, and that could be a long while.
It might be a while.
Windows 10 will be supported, Microsoft has pledged, until October of 2025. That support could be limited to security updates only. Microsoft has not yet committed to deliver more.
You emailed me this news last night, and I started reading this, and I was like, okay, and they're going to do it till 2025. And I said, wow, 2025.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute. You mean like 4 years from now?
Yeah, only four like, years from now.
I'm like, oh, I'm getting old.
Yeah, that's all right.
It seems like it was
Star
so far
Wars
in the future.
Is like, what, 24 years old now at this point. So well, get over yourself. Microsoft is not yet committed to delivering more than the next feature update designated as 212H,
yeah,
which will launch before year's end, probably later this month. For commercial customers, Microsoft has posted a wealth of blog posts, guides, and documentation for planning and deploying Windows 11, and has stressed, not surprisingly, that current servicing and maintenance tools will work with the new OS, as they should, since for all the hoopla over Windows 11, it's as much a feature update to Windows 10 as it is a new operating system, in the sense that, say, Windows 7 was a different OS from Windows XP.
Yeah.
Knowing full well that enterprises will initially almost certainly press pause on Windows 11, you can vouch for that.
Yes.
Microsoft also made a point to tell admins that they could use one set of tools to manage both Windows 10 and 11. Likewise, Microsoft extended its app compatibility promise, dubbed App Assure, to Windows 11 and said that as of October 5th, Windows 11 was available for building virtual machines using the Windows 365 Enterprise Service. So are you ready for Windows 11 or are you running it already? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And remember, that is also the number you call to make your call and make your pledge. We are in the middle of a pledge drive and we deeply need your help and support. Make the call. Make the pledge. I am.
That's right.
A little discouraged.
We'd do it for you if we could.
Nothing, but it was almost nothing.
So
but,
the other night, my daughter came over and she said, "I think I need to get an update for my BIOS for my computer." She had built a computer and she was interested in Windows 11 and thought that something was up and she needed to have an updated BIOS. And I said, you know what, for security purposes, for compatibility purposes, never hurts to freshen your BIOS and get the latest one, get it installed. So she and I looked through Microsoft's documents about what does Windows 11 need. And one of the things they want is something called the Trusted Platform Module.
TPM.
Yep. And they want that to be version 2.0 or better.
Right.
And many computers have a TPM built into them, but it may not be enabled. And you can go into the BIOS and enable it. Microsoft gives you instructions about how to check to see if your computer has one, how to check and see what version it is, and how to check to see if it's enabled. And then once you turn that on, then Windows 11 can be advertised to you. And once we knew that, then all the question marks from over our heads were gone, and we were able to smile and move along our day and be ready for Windows 11 on that computer.
Nice. All right, our next caller is Dave from Bergen, New York. Hiya, Dave. What's up?
Hey, guys. I had a question about the Pixel. I just bought a Pixel 5a, and it's a lovely phone. I really like it. The battery works great, lasts long. The one thing that bothers me, though, is it only has 3 years of security updates. And I just heard the new Pixel 6 coming out has 5 years.
Hmm.
So does that mean that after 3 years, it's really not a good idea to use my phone, or do you think that would change?
We don't know if it will change, of course. And it is always best to have the latest security updates for your phone.
Right.
And the fact that Google has committed to 3 years doesn't mean it will only be 3 years.
Ah, okay.
Right. So, you know,
hopefully that will change.
Right. Because that happened with a couple of their other phones. There were past end of life updates for those phones as well.
Okay.
So there's no, you know, that's what
may
Google
not be
has
as
committed
dire,
to.
Yeah. As you think it is.
Right. Right. But, you know, in general, it is best to be running It also depends on what you do with your phone, right?
Yeah. But I'm not connecting to mobile hotspots or things like that.
Right. So, if how should I put this? There's a trade-off always, but you should probably think at the end of the 3 years from now whether or not you feel comfortable. Let's put it that way.
Take a wait and see approach.
Yeah.
Right.
Take a wait and see approach. The Pixel 3A is also about half the price of the 6.
True. So is that what they're doing then? They're segmenting? At the lower price, you get 3 years. At the higher price, you get longer?
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Oh. Well, the Pixel 5A was $449.
Okay.
Which I guess was a little cheaper than the Pixel 5?
Yeah, the Pixel 5 is somewhere, the 5? No, the 5 and the 5A, right. The 5A is about $100 cheaper.
Well, it was $50 cheaper. I think it was $449.
Right.
5A.
Hmm. Right. So, yeah, they're
listen to you.
What?
I should have got an older model, but I wanted Android 11 too, you know.
Sure.
Right. And, well, I'm running currently a Pixel 3A.
Okay.
So.
Oh.
I'm farther behind than you are, but I'm hoping that I will end up I'm on 11 now, and I'm waiting for 12. Now. I think.
Oh, okay.
He's pulling out his phone. Yeah, he's taking.
I got to hit the right thing. There
okay.
we go. That's
not it. Carefully
looks
for the settings. He lines up the putt.
He lines up the putt. Wiggles his butt. Okay, come on. Tell me.
He's checking the wind.
Jeez and crackers. All I want to know is what version of
now he's stepping back to check the lay of the green here to see which way it's
rolling. Yeah, I'm on system 11. Android 11.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And that's on my 3A.
Yeah.
So that's possible.
Wow.
Okay.
And I'm checking for an update.
Oh, well, also, I like this phone because it has 128 gigabytes of storage, and my old phone had a 32.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Big improvement.
I actually have an update coming in. I probably shouldn't do that on battery, but I am.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well.
Well, there was one other peeve I had about the phone, and it was that I use DuckDuckGo search, and, you know, the Google search bar is on there, and since it's a Google phone, I couldn't remove it.
So right.
What I discovered, I did some research and discovered there are other home screens, you know, like a different desktop environment that you can use. So I installed one called Niagara, and it's really cool. It's a whole different, you know, arrangement of the home screen, but I really like it.
Right.
And now I can use my DuckDuckGo without having the Google one on there, too.
Yeah, that's one of the beautiful things about the Android operating system is if you don't like the front end or you don't like this or that or the other thing, you can change it, which you cannot do at least easily.
They don't load it with all that bloatware.
Yeah. Well, and then there's that as well, yeah.
Yeah, because there's another one called Nova Launcher, too, that I heard is pretty good. But
yeah, it is.
Niagara is great. I really like it.
Good.
So,
I'm glad you like
that's
it.
All. Yes.
All right.
So I'm a Jazzomatic member, but I wanted to call back and put an additional...
Thank you for that.
Amount for the fund drive. So hopefully you guys will beat the Boca guy.
That's what we need. Thank you, Dave.
That's
bless
wonderful.
You and thank
okay.
you.
All right, now call
so
three
should,
friends and tell
call,
them to do the
I
same thing.
Hang up. Okay. I should hang up and call back, right?
You absolutely should, yes. We can't forward you from here.
Dave, give it about five, say a few, give it a few minutes. Mike just got on the phone with one caller, so it takes him a few minutes to put all the information and then call back. Thank you, sir.
Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
It's all
good.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm in my car right now outside of Wegman. So.
Oh, there you go.
I'll probably call back. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Yep. Thanks, Dave. Yep. We appreciate
Take
it.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Although I did pledge last year on my phone.
Okay.
Not while I was driving.
That's the best, yes.
That's important. It's important to know.
Pull over first.
Pull over first.
Put your blinkers on.
Pull into a driveway. Pull
donate.
Into a parking lot somewhere.
That's right. Someplace safe.
Yep. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Steve from Greece, New York. Hiya, Steve. What's up?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a 1T hard drive that I divided into four logical drives.
Okay.
And my C drive was getting full, which is not the one you want to get full.
Mm-hmm.
So I did find one of my logical drives that I really wasn't using much. I freed up some space from there. The problem is that drive is not after the C drive, so I'm having a difficult time merging it. Work online and saw AOMEI for connecting free space that isn't next to each other, and I don't know if you are familiar with it or something else I can do. Because they're not next to each other, I can't merge them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not contiguous.
Right. I have not used AOMEI myself. I have heard good things about it, but I am afraid I have not used it myself. The other thing you can do, and this is probably a bit of a pain, is move the next contiguous partition, the data from that one, over to...
Yeah, play the shell game. Shuffle things around a bit. That's one thing you could do.
Okay. Of course, I picked the drive that didn't have as much on it.
But sure.
To take data from.
All right.
Is there any other way that you know of, any other program that you can think of that I might use instead of that?
I was thinking Gparted, but that's an older tool.
Yeah. I thought through disk management you could combine multiple hard drives into one volume.
Yeah, but they have to be...
They have to be contiguous.
Continuous as you do it. And, in fact, the one you want to connect has to be to the right of the one you're trying to join it to.
Hmm. Well, you may have to try that other tool, that AOMEI.
Yeah, but and that's interesting because I've seen it done with separate hard drives.
Okay.
So those are certainly not contiguous.
That's at the device level? Is that different if it's at the device level and not the volume level?
Maybe that's the reason.
Level?
But you're creating a logical volume, so it shouldn't matter where the physical data are.
Hmm.
That's what I thought, but I've because I couldn't do it originally with Simply, I had to do a lot of research, and if it's not to the right of it, basically you can't do it through a disk manager, and you got to find some other way of doing it.
Right. No, I understand that, but I'm going to post a link to an article. You should at least
I can give you some context and maybe
peruse
that and
see if
it's got some ideas that might be worth investigating.
Okay.
We'll put that on the website, Nick?
Yeah, I'm doing that right now.
Excellent. Real-time research.
When Steve does it, he has the luxury of actually putting all kinds of extra information. I'm just putting a title and a link.
Okay. So you'll know which one to find.
Steve is clearly better than us than I am at this.
Well, you can talk while he does it, and you know you're doing both right now.
He's got a little practice.
He's chewing gum and walking at the same time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Maybe when someone finds him, he'll go back and fix your link.
That's right. He'll put up the smoke signals and fix the links that way.
But at any rate, that is now up there, so you can take a read through that and see if that's any different from the info you already had.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Good
thanks.
Luck.
Yep. Yeah, there's just a lot of issues with partitioning drives these days.
Yeah.
It's always better to add a drive or change a drive than it is to...
Yeah. Right. Well, and when you got a 1 terabyte drive, chances are good when he got that, it probably seemed just gigantic.
Gigantic, yeah.
Right. And in ye olden days, when you had a limited number of blocks that you could assign, and each one was so many K a piece, then there was the opportunity to have tiny files take up way more space on the disk than they really ought to.
Well, see, that's right. Where that I don't understand why folks, even though, say, it's a terabyte hard drive, they say, well, I want to partition. Well, then, and it's no different, folks. All you got to do is make up a folder that says, say, this is drive D, drive E, drive F.
There's really no difference between a...
Yeah, because if a hard drive crashes...
It's taking all of those with it.
You can have all the partitions you want from here to Kingdom Come.
They're all gone.
They're gone. So it doesn't matter. It's an imaginary line that's there that's separating it. So if you're direct... Because if you were setting programs up, say, to go to the D partition... Mm-hmm. It's no different if you were to set up a folder and have it go to a D folder.
The only difference is if you upgrade your operating system, it doesn't touch your data.
Right.
That's the only real difference.
Well, mm-hmm. And if you're paying for backup software and you know that you only want it to touch, you know, drive D,
right,
then
right.
you can do that, and that's fairly it's easier to set up rather than selecting onesie twosie all the folders.
I understand why people do it, but it is less of an important thing nowadays. And of course, you're right. Back in the day, a terabyte drive was like holy moly.
Yeah.
Now a terabyte drive is always
no.
Point.
Lasts me a lifetime.
Yeah.
My phone is only one quarter that size. You know, if I had four phones, I'd have just as much space.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then you start moving all your photos that you've been taking.
Well,
and all of a sudden that terabyte hard drive shrinks down.
Quite
a bit.
Right.
I had a moment of anxiety when my 2 terabyte data drive, mm-hmm. which is a separate drive on my home machine, got under a terabyte.
You're concerned.
I was concerned. I said, man, I'm saving way too much data.
That's right.
And then I thought, you idiot, it's still just half of your drive. All right, that music tells us that we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Dennis Worcester, me, Nick Francesco, and you. Make that call. Make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. 29 minutes after the hour, sound bites.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1, turn your radio down. 2, turn your radio down lower. 3, remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4, make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5, calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Everybody get up. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dennis Worcester.
And in 34 minutes after the hour, everybody get up, go to your phone, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and make a pledge.
You can dance all the way to your phone. It's okay.
And all the way back again. Listen, I got to be honest with you. I'm disappointed. Mm. This has been... We're in pledge drive, and there haven't been...
But there's still time.
There's
time. Like they melted into the walls.
There's time, and we need you to make that pledge. We want to stay on the air. We want this station to stay on the air. And you may think...
Everybody's Homer Simpson backing into the bush.
I get it. Yeah, exactly.
Come on back out.
I get it. Somebody else will do it. Well, you know what?
You can be the somebody else.
Become an adult. Be that somebody else. Don't wait for somebody else to do your thing for you. Make that call. Make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. David did. Thank you, David, for your membership. Nice. We appreciate that. And don't forget, depending on the level, look, we will take a pledge in any amount, even single digits, if that's what you have to give.
Okay.
We will be happy to take that pledge.
And, David is just one of the best people. You know, I bet he returns all his library books on time, and he always returns his shopping cart to the little corral outside the supermarket. You know, if you want to be as cool as David, there is still time.
there is still time. It's easy enough to do.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, if you become a member at many levels, we have gifts.
That's right.
That we will send you. The benefits, for example, at the $50 membership, we will send you the 2 GB Soundbites thumb drive.
Nice.
At the $90 and 10 cent level, you get the enhanced member card. Plus, you can get the Soundbites white ceramic coffee mug.
Right.
You can get at the $120 Hey Nice shirt level, you get the enhanced member card plus the white Soundbites short sleeve T-shirt.
Okay.
At the $150 level, there's the new white Soundbites pullover hoodie. I don't even have one of those yet.
I don't either.
Or you could get the Soundbites wireless phone charger.
Okay.
How cool is that?
Probably for charging the wireless phone. The charger itself
be the thing.
Probably does have a wire.
Yeah, the wire, yes.
Okay. We want to set expectations here.
Right. It is the wireless phone
charger,
not the wireless
phone charger.
Okay. Okay. Just so we understand.
Yes.
At the $200 level, you get 2 member cards.
Count
plus
them.
The Soundbites laptop tablet bag. That is a very
I saw
cool
that one.
Toy.
That one is pretty nice.
Yeah. At the $365 a day level, you get 2 member cards plus the Soundbites bag and the charger or the T-shirt and the hoodie. So
okay.
There's all kinds of things. At the $1,000 level, we will come to your home and weep openly.
That's true.
That's so... you can become
don't think
a member.
We'll do it? Oh, you just wait.
I will come to your home and weep openly.
Next sound you hear will be the doorbell. That's what I'm talking about.
If you pledge at $1,000 or more.
That's right.
And while you are doing that, and you can do that at 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online. And it only takes a couple of minutes at Jazz. 901.org. Click the donate now button. Follow the bouncing ball. While you're doing that, we will talk to Doug from Rochester, New York. Hiya, Doug. What's up?
I have a completely pointless computer question.
Excellent.
Perfect. You've called the right place.
Yep. Last week, all of you and I discussed that I was trying to do a clean install of Windows, uh-huh. and the installation was locking up all my input devices, so it was a dead end.
Right.
And my question, though, is this. What if my hard disk went up in smoke, noisy, died, everything? So I took it out, put in a brand new hard disk, and bought a copy of Windows. Wouldn't it have the same problem with drivers since it's a stranger to the machine?
It probably would, but okay. So here's the weird thing about Windows.
Just the one?
No, yeah, here's a weird thing. Thank you. Here's a weird thing about Windows. When you do an upgrade, sometimes...
From an existing Windows installation.
Existing Windows installation. Sometimes Windows says, oh, there's a driver for this. I don't have to put one in.
I see one that's here already.
Right.
Yeah, I'll skip over it.
Sometimes it says, oh, I see this driver. I wonder if I should replace it and checks it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it says, I don't care if you got a driver, here's the one you need.
Paves right over it.
So, and which of those you get? Well, that's the crapshoot. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes,
yeah.
Right?
That's right.
So, I cannot tell you that upgrading is exactly like putting in a new version. So, putting a new hard drive in with a new version of Windows 10 would be better than upgrading, theoretically.
Plus, you'd have a newer drive.
Plus, you'd have a newer drive, which is a very good thing.
Well, now, here's an interesting question. I've been surviving with a startup stick using Ubuntu,
mm-hmm.
so I can get stuff done.
Okay.
In the meantime. I can't figure out, because when you look at the file system on Ubuntu, it doesn't just say C drive like, you know, I'm
right.
used to. it's gibberish. So I'm thinking, how the hell do I use a blunt instrument to completely wipe and format the hard disk since I don't need it? It's not doing anything right now anyway. That would give this ISO file from Microsoft, the one I already have, a blank slate. just as if it were new, maybe.
Right. But okay. So you can do one of two things. You can, with Linux, if you actually wanted to put Linux on the machine, there should be an icon on the desktop that says install Linux.
There is.
Mm-hmm. But if that's not what you want to do, if what you want to do is just wipe out the hard drive to install Linux on it,
right?
That's not as easy. It is certainly doable.
It's not part of the installer?
You can do it. How best to put this? There is a wipe command, so that would do it. People use the rm command. RM means remove, and if you give it the right command, you will wipe out everything on the
yeah.
hard drive.
Sure.
There is, however, an actual command called wipe. And it may not be installed. Let's say you're using Ubuntu. You would say apt install wipe.
Right.
And then you would simply say, if you wanted to use a file, remove a file, you could say wipe file name or wipe minus R directory name. Or to wipe a partition or a whole drive, you use the parameter minus Q or dash Q. So you would say wipe dash Q and whichever drive you want. So it would be /dev/SD.
Sure.
A SDA, one yeah. or two or whatever the number, whatever your designation is.
Here's what I would do. You know how to make a bootable drive and boot from it, a flash drive. So that's a skill that you have. I'm going to try and leverage that skill. There's another tool called gparted. It's called the GNOME Partition Editor. And you can find it at gparted.org.
It's on the machine. It's on the startup disk already.
Okay.
I saw that.
Gparted is a tool that will let you wipe drives, and it's relatively straightforward. You'll know you're doing the right thing if it gives you a bunch of warnings saying, hey, I'm about to completely wipe everything on this drive. No fooling. Make sure you're comfortable with that before I do this thing that I'm about to do. And that's a tool that clearly you made it sound like you have that available to you. That would be another way to go.
Yeah, I started it up, and I looked at it, and I still is not, because I don't know enough about it. It's not telling me which drive I'm looking at, really. So
you can usually tell by the size of the drive.
Yeah, I would look at the capacity of which one it's talking about.
Right, okay.
You can also run a command called df for drive F. df space dash H for human readable. And that'll tell you all the file systems on your machine and their sizes. So let's say you have a terabyte drive. You look down the size column until you see 1T or 1,000 G. And then you can look over to the left and see that that's its /dev/ SDA, for example. And then you know that that's the one you have to delete.
It'll likely be the biggest one.
Yeah.
Okay. And I already made a second bootable Ubuntu stick in case I screwed it up and wiped the one I was on.
There you go.
Because you know these things happen.
That's right.
We do know.
You paint yourself into that corner.
But Dennis is right. Gparted should give you a graphical interface into all of that stuff.
Okay. That's what I got to do then. All right. Well, if I call next week drunk at 12:15, you'll know why.
something happened. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's either good or bad. Exactly.
Right. It's celebratory. Could be. That's right. Think positive.
Exactly. So, all right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
Now, okay, we're starting
now,
to get some...
I think I see that Mike has come from across the hall with another sheet of paper.
Yes, we'd like
about
to...
About somebody who has chosen...
We'd like to thank Kathleen
to commit their dollars to support
for becoming a member, a Jazzomatic. No, a wonderful member.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. We've had some calls come in on the text line. So,
oh my goodness!
And that's lovely.
There's still time to be as cool as Kathleen and as David. You can join them. It's not hard. Mike will be so nice to you, and he's still waiting to hear the best joke.
We're still waiting to hear the jokes. Also, don't forget, you can pledge securely online. If you want to make the call, it's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. But you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Plenty of time to make that call, to make that pledge. And particularly, hey, I'm talking to all you people who listen to this podcast during the week.
That's right.
Make that call, make that pledge. You're not off the hook.
Just because it's a weekday doesn't mean you can't call.
That's exactly right. Pledge online.
Sure.
From all over the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
You know, speaking of all over the world, the tip that I got about GNOME Partition Editor, Gparted, was actually from Taiwan. Somebody found me on Facebook and said, hey, I'm listening from Taiwan. From, you know, and it's Sunday there, so you're actually, nice. We're getting hints from the future.
The future.
From the time machine, was able to give us the information that we needed to help another caller. So it's totally doable. You can call anytime. You can keep us posted on what you're up to. And you can join and become a member of Jazz 90.1. It's not so hard to do. And we're going to be so nice to you. And Mike, like I said, you call him up and you know, he's very interested in hearing what your best joke is.
Yes. And we have had some, I don't know if Dave's getting the emails or not.
No, I'm not getting any of his email.
Okay, but I've got a couple. We want to thank Dwayne,
okay.
And Larry and Betty and Charles, Brad and Diana, who called regularly, and Greg.
Okay.
So thanks to
each
and every
in.
One of you. So thank you. Let's keep those pledges coming.
That's right.
We're probably not going to beat the poker guys this week, but we need your calls. 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And pledge securely online at jazz901.org while we talk to Larry from Rochester, New York. Hi, Larry. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I've got kind of a weirdy thing here.
Okay.
I've been watching for an email that has a contract associated with it.
Okay.
And I looked at my inbox. I looked at the spam. I looked at the trash. Nothing. What in the world's going on here? I should have it by now. But lo and behold, I've pushed the black dot up there in a corner and got my open tabs, and there's one that says there's a DocX somewhere, but if I select it, it doesn't display it. I don't know how to get at it.
And you think the DocX is the contract that you're waiting for?
Pardon?
You said the contract that you're waiting for?
It's from the person, so it must be.
All right, so you said you looked at one of your tabs. Are you on a browser?
Tell us about how you see your email.
Yeah, it's in the browser, Chrome browser.
Okay, so you're looking at the Chrome browser, and you've opened a tab. And where is that tab opening you to? Is that your email?
Well, yeah, I've been looking at email, but like I said, I didn't find anything there. And I just happened to be looking to see what tabs I had open, and this is in the list of things, except it won't open.
All right, so
I can't get to
that.
Can
you download it? Is it a link that you can download?
I can't find anything. I can't find a link. I can't find anything in downloads. I looked every place I could think of.
All right, so let's talk about this tab that's now open. I need you to help me here, Larry. You're looking at this tab. Does it look like an email?
No, what I'm talking about is the list of open tabs that you get by pushing the black dot up there in the corner.
Okay.
So I get the item in the list, but if I select it, nothing happens. I can't display it. I don't know how to get to it.
Okay, that's...
Well, if it was an email attachment, it would have arrived riding along on an email message.
That's what I thought.
Okay, and chances are good the email message would have come either to your inbox or your email program might have accidentally marked the sender as a junk message. It's possible that it could have been routed by a mail rule, if you have any of those, to route things to particular folders. But I think we need to find the original message that it would have come in on. And other than that, we have no idea what the contents of that document are. So we don't have any specific reason to believe that that's the document you're looking for. But we need to, if you were expecting that to arrive via an email message, then we need to start at the beginning and look for that message and work forwards from there.
Well, that's what I was doing, except I just hit a wall when I couldn't find anything.
Yeah. What program do you use to read your email?
Gmail.
Okay.
Okay, so you're reading it via the web?
Through the Chrome browser?
Is yes.
Okay.
Okay. Good. So when you open the Gmail tab in your browser, you see your mail.
Uh-huh.
One of the things you can do with Gmail is search.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know the name...
I did that.
Okay, and you search for...
I come up with two emails, and they're both emails that I sent to the same party, and that's all that's there.
All right. One of the things you can do in the search mail field is you can, number one, type the name of the person, and that's something you can do. But one of the other power user features that Gmail has is the ability to have it show you messages that have attachments. And since you told us that you think that this document is likely to be an attachment that would have come with an email, you can go to the search mail field and type in the word has, and then a colon, and then the word attachment, with no spaces in between them. And when you press enter after the typing that in, has, and then a colon, and then attachment, Google will return back a list of results of all the messages that you have that have attachments attached to them. And I wonder if you try that, if that will let you see the message that you're hoping for. That would be the next thing I would try.
Yeah.
Just did that, and...
The other thing is to make contact with the party that you were hoping would send you the message and verify that they have indeed sent it. Either, and you might want to try and do that through the phone or through some other means besides email.
Right. Well, I'm almost positive it's the party because it's the same corporation name.
Okay.
With his .docx on it, and I don't know who else would be sending me that kind of information.
Okay. Well, like I said, if you think it's an email message that came with a .docx attachment, then that's the place to check, is for the message itself. What I've heard you say so far is that you have a tab that happens to have a .docx name in the tab itself, but we're not quite sure where that's come from or what it relates to.
Right. So that's the way to check for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And those are the things I would do first. Number one, check for recent messages, but the mail search command for has colon attachment will return results back in Gmail with only messages that have been sent to you that contain attachments, and that's a great way to work backwards. Gmail by default lists things in reverse chronological order with the newest messages at the top. So if it's something that you think was sent recently, it'll be up near the top, and you can scroll down through the list to see messages that have come in prior to that.
I'm looking at it now, and it's not there.
Okay. Then it sounds like you'll need to make contact with the entity that was going to send you the contract and verify that they have indeed sent it. Make sure that they've got your email address with the proper spelling, and that they've indeed sent that on.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's the way to move forward there.
All right. We'd like to thank Steve from Rochester, Brian from Taiwan.
Woo!
Whoa. Thank you, Brian.
That's right.
Wait. Thank you, Brian!
That was very nice of you!
Long distance.
That's right.
Yeah, your job, Brian, now is to get every single person in Taiwan listening to the show and pledging.
That's right. We will happily speak English for them if they want to learn English. It's my favorite language.
It's my favorite
it's
language.
It's the one I'm the best at. I know that much.
Yeah. Sadly, my second is Latin.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. You get a lot of call for that?
Not so much anymore.
No?
There used to be a Usenet group.
Okay.
Remember Usenet?
No, I do.
You're young.
No,
there used to be a Usenet group that was solely in Latin.
Yes.
And so I could at least read and write it, although my pronunciation we used to say...
Well, it's not your primary language.
In the seminary, we used to say... Latin is a dead language. It killed the Romans, and now it's killing me. but thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Yes, sending us funds from the future.
That's right, because they're in tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. It's Sunday there.
That's right. How is tomorrow? Should we go?
Let us know how it is.
Yeah, better
I'm not
than
sure
today?
How we stop, but we should go.
Yeah, give us a heads up.
Say, yeah, is it any better than today?
Yeah, right.
Probably.
So, yeah, you still have time, people. You still have time. Of course, you still have a few minutes left to call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 and talk to Michael, who will gladly take your pledge. And don't forget to tell him your favorite joke. Or you can pledge online securely 24 hours a day. At jazz901.org. If you're listening or you're watching, you need to make that call and make that pledge. Do it now before you forget. If you're in your car, don't do it, but set yourself a reminder. You can do that with your phone. You can say either Siri or to Google, remind me in 1 hour make the pledge, or however long it takes you to get home.
And we're not asking for the world. We're not asking for anything that would be, you know, an undue burden on you financially.
Right.
Just what you think makes sense and what you think would be appropriate and what you think feels right. And we're happy to receive that.
There is no wrong amount.
Nope. And we will be very happy and friendly to you, and we will make you feel so good. Just give us a call.
Yep. And thanks to Betty. From Rochester, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Betty.
From your call, we appreciate that. Look, folks, every nickel is appreciated. We want to keep this show on the air.
It's
that
true.
Simple. It's selfish. I want to keep bringing this information to you, and so does Dave, and so does Dennis, and the only way we do that...
And listeners get so much out of it. If you've taken a look at consulting rates... for computer questions these days, we are the best deal in town, and we can continue to provide this service for you by receiving your generous donation.
But we can't do it if you don't make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790. If I say that in my sleep now,
that's right.
1-800-790-0415. Or all week long, pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Because it's very simple. They don't pledge, we don't go on the air.
That's exactly how it works.
It's bottom line.
It's a one-to-one direct correlation. There's nothing you need to do about that. All right. That music tells us we are done for another week. That means no, you shouldn't probably call anymore for making your pledge. But you can still pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I'm looking at you people who listen to the podcast. But we're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright. I want
to
thank Dennis Worster once again.
Happy to
gave us
it.
The benefits of his expertise, knowledge, and time to come down here as Dave does every week. I'm Nick Francesco, and we are done for another week. I want to thank every single person who called in. Dwayne and Larry and Betty and Charles and Brad and Diana and Greg and Steve and Brian and Betty and Kathleen and David. And thanks to each and every one of you. And we appreciate it. And we are done for another week. We'll see you in 166 hours. Be good to one another, will you?
Jazz 90.1 is supported by our members.